Dr. Jansen's office. I don't know how the heck Mr. Tushman found out about them. I don't think Jack or Augie would have been dumb enough to rattle me, because they started leaving me notes in my locker, too. I mean, how stupid would you have to be to rat someone out about something that you were doing, too? So here's what happened. A few days before the fifth grade nature retreat, which I was totally looking forward to, Mom got a phone call from Dr. Jansen, the headmaster of Beecher Prep. He said he wanted to discuss something with her and Dad and asked for a meeting. Mom assumed it probably had to do with Mr. Tushman, that maybe he was getting fired. So she was actually kind of excited about this meeting. They showed up for the appointment at 10 a.m. and they were waiting in Dr. Jansen's office when, all of a sudden, they see me walking into the office too. Mrs. Ruman had taken me out of class, asked me to follow her, and brought me there. I had no idea what was up. I'd never been to the headmaster's office before, so when I saw Mom and Dad there, I looked as confused as they looked. "What's going on?" Mom said to Miss Ruben. Before Miss Ruben could say anything, Mr. Tushman and Dr. Jansen came into the office. Everyone shook hands and they were all smiles as they greeted one another. Miss Ruben said she had to go back to class, but that she would call Mom and Dad later to check in. This surprised Mom. I could tell she started thinking that maybe this wasn't about Mr. Tushman getting fired after all. Then Dr. Jansen asked us to sit on the sofa opposite his desk. Mr. Tushman sat down in the chair next to us, and Dr. Jansen sat behind his desk. "Well, thank you so much for coming, Willis and Jules," Dr. Jansen said to my parents. It was strange hearing him call them by their first names. I knew they all knew each other from being on the board, but it sounded weird. "I know how busy you are, and I'm sure you're wondering what this is all about." "Well, yes," said Mom, but her voice drifted off. Dad coughed into his hand. "The reason we asked you today is because, unfortunately," Dr. Jansen continued, "we have a serious matter on our hands, and we'd like to figure out the best way to resolve it. Julian, do you have any inkling of what I might be talking about?" He looked at me. I opened my eyes wide. "Me?" I snapped my head back and made a face. "No." Dr. Jansen smiled inside of me at the same time. He took off his glasses. "You understand," he said, looking at me. "We take bullying very seriously at Beecher Prep. There's zero tolerance for any kind of bullying. We feel that every single one of our students deserves a right to learn in a caring and respectful atmosphere." "Excuse me, but can someone tell me what's going on here?" Mom interrupted, looking at Dr. Jansen impatiently. "We obviously know the mission statement of Beecher Prep, Hal. We practically wrote it. Let's cut to the chase. What's going on?"
"Evidence."
Dr. Jansen looked at Mr. Tushman. "Why don't you explain, Larry?" he said. Mr. Tushman handed an envelope to Mom and Dad. Mom opened it and pulled out the last three post-it notes I left in Augie's locker. I knew immediately that's what they were because they were actually pink post-its and not yellow ones like the others had been. So I thought, aha, so it was Augie who told Mr. Tushman about the post-it notes. What a turd. Mom read through the notes quickly, raised her eyebrows, and passed them to Dad. He read them and looked at me. "You wrote these, Julian?" he said, holding the notes out for me. I swallowed. I looked at him kind of blankly. He handed me the notes, and I just stared at them. Well, I answered, "Yeah, I guess. But, Dad, they were writing notes, too." "Who was writing notes?" asked Dad. "Jack and Augie," I answered. "They were writing notes to me, too. It wasn't just me." "But you started the note writing, didn't you?" asked Mr. Tushman. "Excuse me," Mom interjected angrily. "Let's not forget it was Jack Will who punched Julian in the mouth, not the other way around. Obviously, there's going to be residual anger." "How many of these notes did you write, Julian?" Dad interrupted, tapping on the post-its I was holding. "I don't know," I said, "but it was hard for me to get the words out. Like six or something? But the other ones weren't this, you know, bad. These notes are worse than the other ones I wrote. The other ones weren't so..." My voice kind of drifted off as I reread what I'd written on the three notes. "Yo, Darth Hideous, you're so ugly you should wear a mask every day." And, "I hate you, freak." And the last one, "I bet your mother wishes you'd never been born. You should do everybody a favor and die." Of course, looking at them now, they seemed a lot worse than when I wrote them. But I was mad then, super mad. And I had just gotten one of their notes and, "Wait," I said, and I reached into my pocket. I found the last post-it that Augie and Jack had left for me in my locker just yesterday. It was kind of crumpled up now, but I held it to Mr. Tushman to read. "Look, they wrote mean stuff to me, too." Mr. Tushman took the post-it, read it quickly, and handed it to my parents. My mom read it and then looked at the floor. My dad read it and shook his head, puzzled. He handed me the post-it and I reread it. "Julian, you're so hot. Someone doesn't like you, but I want to have your babies. Smell my armpits. Love, Beulah." "Who the heck is Beulah?" asked Dad. "Never mind," I answered. "I can't explain. I handed the post-it back to Mr. Tushman, who gave it to Dr. Jansen to read. I noticed he actually tried to hide a smile. "Julian," said Mr. Tushman, "the three notes you wrote don't compare at all to this note in content." "I don't think it's for anyone else to judge the semantics of a note," said Mom. "It doesn't matter whether you think one note is worse than the other. It's how the person reading the note reads it is. The fact is, Julian's had a little crush on this summer girl all year long, and it probably hurt his feelings." "Mom!" I yelled and covered my face with my hands. "That's so embarrassing!" "All I'm saying is that a note can be hurtful to a child, whether you see it or not," Mom said to Mr. Tushman. "Are you kidding me?" answered Mr. Tushman, shaking his head. He sounded angrier than I'd ever heard him before. "Are you telling me you don't find the post that your son wrote completely horrifying? Because I do." "I'm not defending the notes," answered Mom. "I'm just reminding you that this is a two-way street. You have to realize that Julian was obviously writing these notes as a reaction to something." "Look," said Dr. Jansen, holding his hand out in front of him like a crossing guard, "there's no doubt that there's some history here." "Those notes hurt my feelings," I said, and I didn't mind that I sounded like I was going to cry. "I don't doubt those notes hurt your feelings, Julian," Dr. Jansen answered. "And you were trying to hurt their feelings. That's the problem with stuff like this. Everyone keeps trying to top one another, and then things escalate out of control." "Exactly," said Mom, and it almost sounded like she screamed it. "But the fact is," Dr. Jansen continued, holding up his finger, "there's a line, Julian. There is a line. And your notes cross that line. They're completely unacceptable. If Augie had read these notes, how do you think he'd feel?" He was looking at me so intensely that I felt like disappearing under the sofa. "You mean he hasn't read them?" I asked. "No," answered Dr. Jansen. "Thank goodness someone reported the notes to Mr. Tushman yesterday, and he opened Augie's locker and intercepted them before Augie ever saw them." I nodded and lowered my head. I have to admit, I was glad Augie hadn't read them. I guess I knew what Dr. Jansen meant about crossing a line. But then I thought, so if it wasn't Augie who ratted me out, who was it? We were all quiet for a minute or two. It was awkward beyond belief.